Okay, 7:05. So let's just call the meeting. I'll call the meeting to order. And Sarah, can you do a roll call, please?
All right. Ron Sherman, absent. Dan Lauber.
Here.
Debbie Frederick.
Here.
Jim Flanagan.
Here.
Lydia Manning, absent. Barbara Merle is absent. Helen Kwan is absent, and Chairperson Vasquez.
Here, thank you. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody who requested for public comment or?
No.
Okay, and I don't see anybody, there's nobody else on the call except the committee members, correct? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, then I take no public comment. Okay, then the first item would be to approve a motion to approve the June 9th board meeting minutes.
Question, sure. Before you go to that, we have 8 members of the committee and we have 4 here. That half constitutes a quorum?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was counting myself. No, you're right, Dan. It is.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot we had the additional person too. Okay. Well, so right now we won't be able to approve anything, but can we go into at least working on the survey?
We can. Yeah. We.
That's on the discussion point. So let's reserve the approval. Thank you, Dan. Let's reserve the approval of the minutes. And let's go into the old business and seeing if we can at least work on the survey questions. We won't be able to prove anything for this meeting, but at least maybe we can get headway on the minute, on the questions. So,
Rez, if I may, one thing we could do is just see if we can't get, maybe give Barbara or Helen a call.
Okay.
I'm happy to do that if you'd like.
Okay. Sure. Why not, if you don't mind, call Barbara first.
Okay.
Dan or Debbie, did either of you kind of go through the questions and see about time? I was trying to take the survey myself, kind of, you know, with even with the extra questions, just to see how long it was taking.
Yeah, how did you do it? I find it hard when I've studied it already,
right,
too.
Like, so I know the questions.
Yeah.
So I was trying to build in a little bit for that, but I was coming in around 15 minutes. So that might mean that it would take someone. I'm eager to see what other people.
Yeah, I should have had my husband. I'll have my husband take it. That would be a good thing.
Take a look at it.
Yeah.
We can't get really a reliable reading until we have it formatted.
It's true.
Really kind of essential. to do that?
I mean, it took me almost a half an hour before. So
yeah.
I'm confident right. that
at least well, that's good. Yeah, that's
trending
good.
In the right direction. And I agree, Dan, you know what I'd like to do is even I'll offer my staff time to convert this into an Excel spreadsheet so that we have those. You know, first, the bottom line is I want to be able to download the answers that we get into the SPS systems. They talk to each other if they're in the right formats, mm-hmm. and we can control then the correlation and we can do two-tail analysis. There's a lot of different things that we could do to look at, you know, like if somebody said that they, you know, you look at like, say that somebody says, I don't use Uber or taxis and I'd look at it and I want to see how did they answer the question about, do I need assistance from my door?
Mm-hmm.
You know, things of right. that nature, just right. to see, you know, one thing that's kind of glaring to me, and I don't know, I think it's a really long-term, you know, try to solve is the walkability of the village. You know, like we talked about the high curbs and the gutters that we have. And,
oh yeah.
You know, I mean, it's some of it's like, I think the new walkways are a step in the right direction. Some of the traffic control stuff is again, a step in the right direction, but you know, how do you make it all 100% when you had a village that's 100 and some odd years old, like that's so right. safe. So it's a challenge.
It is. And so is it a given that this is not a survey that we will be there in person with anybody and asking them these questions? It will be them sitting in it in their house answering these questions.
If we're going to be doing a random sample, which I hope we will, it's going to most likely, to get a really valid result, we're probably going to have to, from the different sources of older people in the village that Sarah compiled for us, we're going to have to use that as our universe. If it's, depending on how many people it is, we may want to do a random sample, but it will probably work best as a written survey.
Okay.
With possibly a component that would enable people to do it online, but we have to be able to keep track of who's responding so we don't keep right. reminding them
got
to
it.
Do it.
Got it.
Yeah, so no one will be face-to-face
yeah. answering clarifying. Right, right. I didn't think so, but I was just kind of curious how that would make a difference if people were sitting, filling it out. I'll be very, I have to tell you, as I keep saying, I'm the regular person here, but I'll be very curious to see how somebody, how people answer it. You know, I will give it to my husband. I'm going to see how he does, because it's funny, today I have a 10-year-old granddaughter visiting, and I was explaining to her what this was. It's really interesting to explain to her what we're doing and why we're doing it and stuff, because she's very curious, and she was, as she said, you know, but I will be fascinated to see who takes it on and says, I mean, I'm the person that does this type of thing. I love the surveys that come from hospitals or whatever. I'm always at, so be interesting. Yeah.
I mean, I think that we're the first test subjects once we get it into a format.
Right.
That will then yield to some refinements, and then we've got to do a, you know, a test group,
mm-hmm. right,
of people not familiar with this. It's sort of like a focus group. I mean, where, you know, 10, 15 people, if we can get them, have them take the survey, have them keep the survey in their hands, and then we ask them questions about, but any question didn't understand, et cetera, et cetera. And then there'll be another revision and you'd want to test it one more time.
Wow.
Because you want people, it's really critical people, it's easy for people to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to also make sure we're asking one thing at a time,
mm-hmm.
which is where surveys really get screwed up. And you know, there's a lot of bad surveys out there, terrible ones.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to try mm-hmm. and do it right. Okay. Any luck reaching anybody?
I left a message for Helen and I left a message for Barb. So I'm just waiting for, oh, Sarah.
Yeah, I did the same. And I just
emailed the same. Okay.
Then yeah, I emailed them the Zoom information too.
Okay. Well then let's just go move ahead and working on the survey, do the best we can.
And thank you, Dan, for your better skill. It's been a long day. Yeah.
And I was still thinking of seven. So I'm like, oh, there's four of us. And but you're right. Okay. All right, then, Sarah, maybe then, let's, if you can pull up the document that we were working on the last time from the last meeting. And
sorry, I've got a few things open right now. Let me just pull up the right one. You know, I also, Rez, I need to, can I make you the host just in case somebody joins in the waiting room? Because I don't think I can see that while I'm sharing my screen.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And all you do is click the admit button.
Okay. Right in. Will it show up or do I have to keep looking on the?
Should show up.
Okay. All right. No problem.
Are you?
I'll keep an eye on the participants anyway. So,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's do that. Okay. Now, can you? Yeah, I was going to. You're already reading my mind. I said, if you can just increase the size. Okay.
And that first question, I want to stay in my current residence as I age. What about if we were to say it is important for me to remain in my current residence as I age? Because, you know, like want, you know, want is like a real subjective. I guess everybody wants a Merry Christmas and everybody wants joy and everybody. You know, so I want to stay in my house, you know, as I age. I think it's just a question that I don't know what, you know, but if somebody said it was important that I stay here, people might think, well, no, it's important for me to have other options in terms of climate, other options in terms of cost, size of home, things like that. So I don't know. I think, you know, that the word want just triggered me. That's all. I don't know what anybody else has to say.
Now, Jim, I don't know that we even need that question, because if we have the question a little bit down of how much longer you'd like to live in your current River Forest home, that really sort of asks the same thing, but a little bit more precisely.
Yeah, see, in my kind of revision, I struck those questions. The Druthers questions and what type of house would you like to move to next in River Forest? I don't know. Does anybody have any plan to move to another type of housing in town right now, just us as members of this committee?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Dan, where what are you thinking?
It's going to probably be a multifamily home somewhere. Or a townhouse, but something smaller than our current house.
Would you consider a condominium?
My wife would. I've lived in a condominium. I've been a treasurer of a condominium. I never want to live in a condominium again.
I would worry about the stairs.
Exactly.
Accessibility.
We got the stairs in our house.
Right. And then so that's the lateral move that I say people have to bypass. We need to get you onto to one floor. In a heated garage, so that
See, you're making all sorts of assumptions about what somebody wants or needs. And I don't share those assumptions.
Okay.
I've never had a heated garage.
If you look at the life course, if you use a life course perspective to these questions and you look at what is naturally occurring in the United States and around the world in terms of people's aging, as people age, it's not normative, but people have a tendency to become more frail. They become risk to falls. And we know that one of the obstacles that people have is climate and stairs. Those are two things that consistently come up in when if I was a social worker, a gerontologist, and I came to give you some counsel, I would say, Dan, don't you think a townhouse move in River Forest is kind of lateral to where you're at? You're still going to have to deal with an association potentially because you're in a townhouse. So you got an HOA, which you hated with the condo, but you got the same issue with stairs and accessibility. So people then have a tendency to say, well, a ranch. So if you would have said I'd go to a single story ranch, then I'm not trying to say anticipate what people's druthers would be, as much as I'm saying it looks like the natural pattern is that as I go through the life course, it makes me more unable to navigate stairs and older housing that wasn't built with accessibility in mind. And accessibility, I think it's important to remember, it's accessibility for people of all ages, not just older age. Right. And I think that's a real key component to, you know, going through these questions and thinking about, you know, what's realistic. Because I have conversations with people all the time about, you know, what you want and what's realistic. And so usually then it's a critical event, Dan, that will force people into a situation that they don't have autonomy in making that decision. So I thought you were going to defer to, well, if it's important for me to age in River Forest, that might be the same as I want to stay in my current residence as I age.
No, I mean, I would object to removing the questions about how much longer you want to live here, what kind of home you want to live next. These are fundamental questions.
I really think for us to make any progress in this process, we're going to need a quorum. And we're going to need to be able to vote our way through this. So I would move to adjourn this meeting and reschedule it for a time when more members could be present.
Okay. I was going to say, because we won't be able to vote on anything.
Yeah. I don't have it in me, Dan, to try to fight with you about this stuff. I'll show you the science behind it if you want. And that's the place that I'm coming from. It's not to strike questions. It's to analyze this given this concept of age friendliness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the most age friendly thing I could think of is enabling people to continue to live in their community or in the home that they're in. And that requires information on what
the desires are. I could think of five things more important than that. And I would think health and safety, autonomy, environment, just to name a few.
Okay, we have different perspectives.
This board robust. You know, I feel that's truly good in the long run.
Yeah, I just view it from the perspective, if you can't live here anymore, then the other issues are all irrelevant for living in River Forest.
So I put forth a
threshold is whether you can live here or not.
Did you second that motion or Rez? Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing is we won't be able to vote on a motion. We can't act on anything. So I guess we would just adjourn. I mean,
okay, let's just adjourn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So sorry about that, guys. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.